Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's time for Chattanooga Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, this is Victor Agreta, and you're listening to Business Radio X live from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm here with Becky Bain. And Becky, tell us what you do.
I'm a graphic designer. I have my own business, Becky's Graphic Design. I've been doing it 24 years, almost to my 25th anniversary next year. So,
right here in Nashville, right?
Right here in Nashville. I started in Syracuse, New York. I was up there my entire life on the same road. And in 2009, we picked up and left the snow behind and came down here to Nashville. Our son had been going to Belmont University, and we found that it was a great city. We never really had heard much about Nashville besides country music. And then we got the opportunity to come down and bring our son, and we just fell in love with it and moved down in 2009, and we've been just loving it.
Well, and Belmont's a lovely school. I used to live right down the street from there, right down from Bongo Java's.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful neighborhood.
Place. Yeah.
So I'm curious, you know, how has graphic design changed in the time that you started doing it? Radically, right?
Radically. I actually started as a calligrapher. So I was hand lettering grocery ads back in the day as a very part-time job with small kids at home. And I heard about this thing called desktop publishing back in the early 90s. And I thought, told my boss, I said, you know, maybe we should pay attention to that. He goes, oh, no. It's nothing to worry about. We'll be fine. And I said, no, I think I better go check it out. So I went to the library, found a book on computers and operating a mouse and, you know, all the pieces and parts that are necessary. And the librarians were great. They said, so what's the next book that you need? And then I went from there to figuring out software, and I went from there, totally self-taught, and learned how to do it as it went, and got my first computer. The Gateway computer came in 3 boxes, and I said, honey, I'm all here, about ready to do this, but I can't put this electronic thing together, so help me out. He was, at that time, a warehouse worker, and he ends up now he's a systems analyst for computers. So it's only because of my business that he's changed his business. So,
that's excellent. You know, and I love that, too, how sort of things can spawn other things.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
and I think that we've seen that, too, in the graphic design field where, you know, the elements of design be applied to mobile applications, web applications, right?
Yeah. As far as graphic design changing, I mean, it was this thing that you did on computer, but it was really just the computer based for printing. You were just getting things prepared to print. And now we can do things that never have to go out off the internet. I mean, it's great that we can, but we can do it as well. So there's so many different things, you know, from, I still do the print, but I also do the digital. And so it's great that it has gotten so varied that we can enjoy all those pieces. And it's a challenge to keep up with it all.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, and it's that versatility, it seems like, with digital that it is one thing that I find, though, people are maybe they undervalue graphic design sometimes because it is so easy. You know, you have sites like Squarespace, right?
Right,
that make
right.
it very simple for people to create a website.
They think it is.
They think it is, right. And then you go in, but really what happens is, you know, while graphic design, the sort of implementation has changed, the basics of design haven't really changed.
Absolutely. You have to understand color. You have to understand white space. You have to understand fonts and how they work with each other. And you have to understand color. It's a huge part of it. And if then you have to apply all that to make sure that the client can use the images that you produce. So it's understanding the technical side of it and understanding that a JPEG was going to have a white background, so you've got to use a PNG instead that's transparent. So you have to know all the different pieces. So you not only have to know the design part, which is so important, but then you have to be able to get it from that place where you created it into the place where it's going to be presented.
What are some things that you could advise people on if they're thinking about looking for a graphic designer? You know, let's say that they're building a website that links to a mobile app, and they may even have some print needs. You know, what are some of the things that they need to look for when they're hiring a graphic designer?
A good listener. They have to have a graphic designer needs to listen to what all the pieces and parts that they're going to need and understand how to implement all those. And I've found that collaboration with, I have great web designers that I work with, so I can design the front, the wire frame of it, so the looks of it, but then I hand it off to my web designers or web people that know how to do to make it work. So I make it pretty, they make it work. But without that, you know, there's just so many elements of it, especially with security and everything else you have to be aware of, that you have to have collaborative partners to do this. And that's the same with mobile apps or even social media, because social media changes so quickly. So, you know, understanding how to get pieces that are made from what you've been doing all the way to Facebook or to Twitter, and then every image, every social site is different in their requirements. So you have to understand all those pieces. So it's just important to have people that you can help get to that part and make sure that they're staying with what they understand what they're doing.
You know, I think the joke was when desktop publishing came around in the 80s that now people could use all these different fonts and make things look really ugly, right? Whereas before, you know, you automatically, no one would really think to do anything beyond just the right. mimeograph, you know, yeah. typing and copying right. it, whatnot. Do you find that that's true also with a lot of people, that they use these tools and then they get themselves kind of backed into a corner because people are like, you know, that just doesn't look right?
Yeah, I was reviewing some materials earlier this week and it looked like publisher had thrown up on the page.
Yeah.
It was basically they used every font, every color, but there was absolutely no white space. And I literally couldn't read it. It was hurting my eyes. There was so much messiness on that page. And it was just because they had the option. Why not use it? You know, why not use every single font that we have and right. every single color and every shape that we can get? And it was just the organization wasn't there. And when we're creating and designing, we need to solve a problem. And the ability to make sure that problem is legible and makes sense as it goes through, that you understand the solution at the end, is as important as which font you're using.
Yeah, that's, well, and I think that's, again, the really good case for a graphic designer to come in. You nailed it right there when you said, this is problem solving. So mm-hmm. it's like, what is the problem that you're trying to solve? And there's so many good examples of this. And I think e-commerce for a lot of people is probably a good example of where you're saying, you know, you have a security issue, so you want to make sure that your website group, you know, your developers basically right. are hitting that right. But if you think about the design side of that, people want to feel guided through the process.
Right, exactly.
You know, Amazon does a great job
yes.
of that, where it's
yes.
like every step, you're very clear as to what's
right.
going on. So it's easy to bungle that. And then what right. happens is, right, if that's not done right, you're going to lose sales.
Exactly. Immediately. People aren't patient. They're not going to pay attention. If they can't figure it out, they're going to go on to the next thing. So you have to be able to clearly articulate what is they're trying to solve and make sure it makes sense to everybody. So it's, you know, solving a problem, even to the point of print design. When I'm talking to a client, if I don't understand what we're selling or producing at the end, no one else is either. So I have to get a very good education of understanding what the client's doing. And then I put that down so that other people can understand it and get from point A to point B and have the solution at the end.
Well, and it seems to me that there's even more need for graphic designers now who have the expertise and the experience that you have, because now, because you can be digital, but you can go to the web, you can go to print,
right.
and print is still valuable. You need posters, you need, you
right.
know, there's just
exactly.
stuff, signage, that kind
right.
of thing. And all of that has to be cohesive, right?
And it's got to be able to go from the website to the mobile device and be responsive so that it changes and people can see all the pieces of it.
That's
and
right.
that in itself can be a challenge these days to get all that done.
Yeah, just today, as a matter of fact, I was looking at a friend's website and it looked nice, but there were a few graphic elements that
right.
bled off
page.
To the side,
yes,
off
yes,
to the
yes,
right,
right
in mobile view, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And it's you have to think about all those
right.
variables, right?
Right, and you have to test and test and test, and you have to test on every single different machine and different device, and you have to keep going back and tweaking the whole time. So there's a lot more to it than just it's fine, but then you've got to make sure that it's going to be legible and easy for people to use all the way through all the different devices, because everyone is different. There's no standard in how it all works. So
that's right, yeah.
Complexity is amazing. So
well, and I think that's the thing, is that people need to understand this is a complex thing.
Right.
And don't just try to do it yourself if you have no training or experience,
right.
because
exactly.
what's going to happen is they're going to go to you at the last minute with a whole bunch of stuff and say, oh my
yeah.
gosh, please help me.
And that happens all the time.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. Well, Becky, thank you so much.
Thank
Becky
you.
Bain is our guest with Becky's Graphic Design here in Nashville, Tennessee. You are listening to Business Radio X live from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for listening.